San Jose, Costa Rica, the Paradise City. We sent it to Costa Rica, the premier combat sport odds maker in the business. Joey Odessa joins us. Joey, what's up, man? Always a pleasure.
What's happening, G? Crazy night, right?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, supposed to be all mellow and everything, and all of a sudden, one tweet turns into a bunch of, I guess, people's paydays, news stories, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I thought we were just going to be solely on the UFC 179 and Mendez and Aldo, and I thought maybe a little bit about War Machine and the suicide and all the ghouls out there that were like, oh, I wish that War Machine would have succeeded in dying and all that type of stuff. MMA fans are twisted. They're a twisted lot. But we had the breaking news tonight, Joey, and not only was it breaking news, but we actually broke the breaking news tonight.
The truth of the matter is, I mean, let's be honest here. You wanted to get down on Word Doom if Kane was injured. I mean, and if it was accurate, as it turned out to be, I mean, you had the breaking news, but, you know, in an effort not to piss everybody off, I guess, you kind of did it subtly, and it just went viral, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised, actually, because I spoke to you. I actually called Joey Odessa before I tweeted this out, and I said, Joey, if you heard anything, and he said, no, not really, and I said, well, this is what I got. I didn't know if I was going to tweet it, actually. I was like, man, I don't know. I said, you know, you never know if this is true or not, but you know, the people that I was speaking to, pretty reliable guys. They had no reason to steer me down the wrong road. And, Kane's been out for so long, been hearing the rumors. What's the deal at AK? All these guys got knee problems all the time. I've been hearing rumors about Kane's knee. The fact that Kane wasn't on Twitter for a little while, Joey, kind of was red flags as well. And there were no denials out there. But, yeah, man, did it ever blow up? Huh? Like, remember when we spoke? It was like, there's about four retweets, and then boom. Like, 20 minutes later, the Twitter was on fire.
Yeah, it was going pretty crazy. Everybody was Harry Crumb. They were out there looking, investigative reporters trying to find out. And, you know, I guess some guys, like, made some calls overseas. Like, I was trying to be respectful. I wasn't going to bug anybody, you know. I knew what time it was in Australia, you know, back when he had mentioned it to me. Like, I wasn't going to be calling over there at, like, 3 a.m. and stuff. This isn't Pride, where Baroni and Coleman and Randleman and all these guys are jumping in the bed against Shootbox at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean, waking me up out of bed. This was just casual news that, you know, he was, the champ is out.
Yeah, the champ is out. So I'm going to put you in the hot seat. And I brought this up earlier. I know you hate it. You absolutely hate making odds for fights that are far away. But you know what? I didn't even really realize. I'm such in a football zone and, you know, UFC 179. I live such day by day. I'm not big on dates. And to be honest, I never thought Velasquez and Verdun was going to happen, Joey. I told you this. You always know this, too. You never expect fights to happen. I never really thought it was actually going to happen, to be honest. So I'm not surprised. It's another reason why I believed it. But it's November the 15th. This thing's around the corner. They're throwing Mark Hunt in here. I brought up Ioli earlier because Ioli was the one that had the report that Hunt was 40 pounds overweight. Hunt denied it. Ioli was the one reported this tonight, quote-unquote reported. Sort of pisses me off a little bit, Joey, just because this has happened to me before when I only reported stories. The guy just isn't in accrediting people, I guess. But
you know how they do it, they credit people, and I guess you're supposed to say, like, I think the reason why I hear so many things, and you hear so many things, like, years ago there was a George St. Pierre injury, and he was out. And I knew he was out, and you know probably one of the sources I got it from, because we share common ground there. But I knew he was out, and you know, one of the websites, Sure Dog, just, you know, I was the baffling, you know, I was the village idiot until he was out. The same thing with, you know, when Pride was being sold again, you know, to the UFC, the village idiot that, you know, and I just kind of realized I should bide my own advice and just silence makes no mistakes. And, you know, I can't even tell you how many emails I got. What are the odds going to be? What are the odds going to be?
Exactly.
I'm thinking to myself, this is so that somebody can wake up tomorrow morning, there'll be some odds makers out there that are going to have a lineup on it for.
They're going to have odds. Oh, I'm sure. I'm surprised. I'm sure there are already.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're out there and they want the press.
But the thing is, Joey, with Hunt, Like I said, I don't even know if he was 40 pounds overweight last time. Didn't matter because he knocked out Roy Nelson anyways. But if, you know, this fight is, what, like 3 weeks away right now, how much can Mark Hunt really weigh? It's not like Mark Hunt is, who's a guy that goes to the gym all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's a comparison, a workout freak? It's not like he's Sean Sherk. Whatever happened to Sean Sherk, eh? He just sort of disappeared. My boy Sean Sherk. I like Sean. Crazy-ass dude, Sean, in real life. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like Mark Hunt's a workout machine. I mean, Joey, this guy might, you know, this guy might be like 315 pounds right now.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But he goes, you know, I don't know if he can fast or what he can do, but it shouldn't be too hard for him to make the weight. Especially, I mean, coming in on short notice again, he's going to get paid. I mean, God forbid he lands one of those hooks, you know.
I gave him a chance to win, Joey. I threw it out there. I said, I'm taking Mark Hunt in this fight, and I got about 50 tweets telling me how I'm wrong, and Verdum's going to submit him easily. You know, I've heard that before. You know, I know that Mark Hunt's record isn't perfect. I know that he's been submitted before, and I know that Verdum's stand-up is greatly improved. But at the same point in time, man, Mark Hunt's just a tough-ass son of a bitch, Joey.
Well, no argument there. I mean, if he hits him, he's going to put him to sleep. I mean, if Hunt hits anybody. I mean, look at Roy Nelson. I mean, he put him face first on the canvas. But, you know, I mean, the probability of Verdum submitting him, you know, is pretty high. I mean, it's got to be the favorite there. You know, I'm saying the favorite to submit him. He's got to be a huge favorite to submit him. But if you look back at Hunt's fights, I mean, I'm just going to now, I'm not really, you know, I came in a little prepared for this talking about UFC 179, but you look back at Hunt's last fights, I mean, against Nelson, he was picked to 140, you know, ballpark. You know, Struve, he was as high as plus 200. Congo, he was as high as plus 200. Rothwell, he was like plus 300-ish. Against Trusher, who was the wrestler, he was like plus 225. The only guy he's ever been favored over, really, is McCorkle. And he lost that fight. he was a dog to Massasi going back to the dream days.
Didn't he get subbed by our boy Struve?
No,
so I'm confusing McCorkle with Struve. All right, yeah.
McCorkle's never been our boy.
No, Struve is. And of course though, Joe, I actually and McCorkle got subbed by Struve. That's it, all right.
That could be it, yeah. And JDS, you know, and he lost to JDS. But, I mean, you know, I mean, what the hell? I mean, they had two stand-up fighters, Junior Dos Santos. People were picking
him. He took a beating and didn't go down either, man.
Yeah. I mean, he got caught with he got caught with some kind of a spinning kick or something pretty dynamic. And then, you know, he had to draw with Bigfoot. But, again, even against Silva, he was, you know, he was as high as plus 170. Might have closed 300. I'm going off memory now. I just know that Mark Hunt has never been a big favorite. You know, he hasn't been a favorite. Any of these fights going all the way back to McCorkle.
Yeah, so Verdum's going to be favored here then, right? Like,
oh, sure.
But like what? Like minus, Verdum minus 240?
I would say he's got to be at least 3-1. There's a lot of people out there that like Mark Hunt. They're going to bet him because, you know, because they like him, because he's the guy they want to root for. So you just got to put it somewhere.
Exactly. I used to think it was crazy, Joey, when people were like, give Mark Hunt a championship shot and all that. I'm like, what are you guys, nuts? Like, what are you, nuts? Like, you know, he hasn't done anything. Man, here he is getting the championship shot.
Well, I mean, hell, look at Verdum. I mean, who would have thought that Verdum was, you know, look what Overeem did to Verdum. He made him look silly, butt scooting around, trying to call him to the ground, and Overeem hasn't done anything, you know, significant except, you know, magazine covers.
That was embarrassing, that fight, Joey, for Verdum, man. The guy's stand-up was like, but it's amazing how much better his stand-up is now than it was that day. I brought up that fight earlier, and I thought about that, because it was embarrassing with Verdum on his back all day like that.
Well, Jesus, Travis Brown was like a 2.5-1 favorite over Verdum. Verdum's not even supposed to be here either. I mean, if you want to go by numbers.
You're right. You know, let's be honest. It should be JDS and Kane over and over and over again. They'll fight 10 times for the next 5 years till someone good shows up.
Yeah, I mean, or, you know, well, Cormier, you know, I thought about a crazy, you know.
Well, Cormier, yeah. Cormier doesn't want to be the, you know, Cormier could be the heavyweight champ, but he didn't want it because of Cain.
You know, it would be kind of, you know, bizarre, and I thought about it earlier. What if you put Gustafsson in with Jones again and Cormier against Werdum? I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. If somebody couldn't make weight or something, it would make the most sense.
I like your style. I'm going to tweet this out just to get some feedback right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, next thing you know, it'll be verified, and somebody else will be taking credit for it. But I was just thinking about that because Gustafsson's been crying up a storm since the Swedes got all beat up over there, and you know, and then we have, what's his name?
Gustafsson is getting screwed over a bit, I think.
He got hurt first, though.
He did. That's the thing. Hey, Joe, if you get hurt, you can't cry, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, look, it's not, you run out, you twist your knee on second down, and the guy scores a touchdown on third down, or you're on the bench, and, you know, you don't break the record. That's the way, you know, that's the way the ball bounces, you know? Pick yourself up and do it over again. But this is kind of nuts, you know?
I feel bad, Joe. Actually, I just tweeted this, too. He said, Joey said, good ideas, Gustafsson, Jones, Cormier, Werdum instead. It is interesting. But now, and I got a million because of the Australian show. It's amazing. I got all these Aussie guys. Hey, good job, mate. You know, fan of your show and stuff. So now I just said, Joey Odessa says that, you know, Mark Hunt shouldn't get it. At least I didn't put it that way. Joey Odessa says Mark Hunt not deserving of title shot. You'd love that, eh? I'd put you in the headline.
Like the Irish. I mean, you know, it's as bad as the...
Rack up another country, Joey, that doesn't like you.
Right, I got Brazil on me over Aldo and Barrao.
I'll stand with you on that. The Brazilians are front runners, man. Like, they got no heart. You know, they got no heart. If it's going well for them, hey, it's all good. They're like an NBA team. They're like NBA players, the Brazilians.
No argument here. I said they were front runners from the get-go. That's how I got in the doghouse.
All right, we got to take a break. Sorry, Joe. I didn't realize it's already 10:51 Eastern time. And Frank has got Norm Rumack in the house. Rumack's coming up next here. You're not even harassing me to take a break, Frank. We got to take a break. I would have just went right through, but, you know, I know I think we had two breaks left. I don't know if that's going to happen. Let's take this break now, though.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back, and we'll get Joey's thoughts on UFC 179. He likes Mendez. I like Aldo.
This is the Fight Network.
All right, man, this show just flew by this evening. Only got about 5 minutes left. Once again, shout out to my boys down under for the hot tip this evening as far as the big news. So we get the pats on the back, but Joey Odessa said it best, right? Don't pat us on the back unless we're choking on lobster.
Truth. I mean, unless it pays well.
Unless it pays well, yeah, exactly. So I just threw it out there already. Poor Joey, too. I said, Joey said good ideas, Gustafsson, Cormier. I defended you. I said, hey, he's just throwing it out there. Right away we got, what, is Odessa high as a kite? So yeah, it didn't take long to come out. So I just asked people on Twitter as well, who you guys like, Mendez or Aldo? I said, I'm taking Aldo here. I don't like going against you, Joey. I really don't. I respect your opinion immensely. I respect Chad Mendez. I had Mendez on when he was like 4-0, man, and I knew this kid was like the next. He was the next little phenom, the next Uriah Faber.
So I'll just say it. It wanted to come out of your lips. He's the next T.J. Dillashaw.
Well, but Dillashaw sort of catapulted quicker. Mendez has been a slow rise and groom for this out of college. You know, he's a badass in college. Dillashaw just sort of appeared. Boom! Hey, I'm T.J. Dillashaw. I think Aldo gets it done. I can't coach Morenci it because Mendez is a better fighter right now. He did telegraph the shoots last time. He was running from so far away from across the other end of the cage, and Aldo knew it and eventually just kneed him in the face. So Mendez
grabbing the fence a couple of times.
And grabbed the fence. Yeah, he was really going to get taken down that one time, Joey, too. I don't dispute that.
For sure he was. I mean, people could say whatever they want. He was telegraphing the shots, but he got knocked out with 1 second left in the fight. I mean, he got knocked stiff. He got caught with a great knee. But I tell you what, I like the dog here. And the same with the Broward underneath it. I mean, this is Phil Davis' time. I mean, if Phil Davis doesn't get it done against Teixeira, Phil Davis just goes to the back of the pile. I mean, you know, Jones whooped up on Teixeira, showed, you know, what a different caliber of fighter he was. And Cormier is going to beat John Jones. You could write that down. So AKA is going to keep a title.
I agree with you there.
You know,
so Mendez though, Joey, Mendez.
Mendez too, but I'm going to say, they're going to, Alpha Male is going to get a title with Mendez. And AKA,
the fact that this is in Brazil though, Joey, instead of Los Angeles, if this fight was LA August 2nd, right after Barão's not making weight and Barão loses his belt and Aldo was kind of hurt a little bit. You know, then it would have been different, I think. I think that he bought a little bit of time, and he bought time, and he bitched about this fight being in the States, and deservingly so. He's won 14 fights in a row. He's the champ. This fight should be in Brazil, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he is the champ. It should be in Brazil. I guess he's a big draw in Brazil. He was complaining about money again this week, which is a tell. When guys start complaining about money, it's just like the kiss of death. I don't want to go out laying a price on a guy like that. You know, Mendez is in there. Mendez is out for, he's out to avenge his loss. I think he's in a real good spot here, despite it being in Brazil. I mean, you know, they're going to be fair. I mean, look at Machida and Davis. You know, I mean, you could make a strong case for Machida there, and they gave it to Davis, surprisingly. And, you know, if Mendez takes him down and holds him down and keeps his hands up, you know, Mendez has to fight a really good fight. I mean, I don't want to be cliche and Coach Joe it either, but, Mendez, I think Mendez wins the fight. I tell you what, I think Phil Davis can win. And you go all the way down. There's another kid from Alpha Male. He's fighting.
We only got 20 seconds, Joey. Who's the Alpha Male kid?
This Andrew Filey's fighting Arantes. And I think that's going to be – I think that's either going to get the momentum going or it's not going to. And I kind of like Arantes there.
All right. We got to wrap it up here. Joey Odessa's going to be on the TV show with us, along with Ultimate Fighter winner Elias Theodoro. We got to get out of here. Other than that, you're on your own later.